Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships. Hello and welcome to episode 85 for From Long Distance to Marriage. We're racing through these episodes.
That's the one.
This week we're going to be talking all about the changing balance of support.
Well, yeah, supporting your partner.
Yeah, there are going to be times basically when one of you needs more support and the other one needs to be more selfless, would you say?
Yeah.
And sort of rise up to the occasion without feeling, what's the word?
Put on the back burner or neglected or...
Or like begrudging it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, feeling like you're put out because it's just... There are times when it's just part and parcel of being in a relationship.
So you don't feel bitter.
Bitter, that's a good word. Yeah.
There's another one. What's that word when you, like, resent?
That's the one.
That one you were going for. Yeah. So I think, to start this off, it's worth noting that a lot of people, probably including myself, I think if I'm completely honest, go into relationships thinking that they're very 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Or that everyone's always putting 100% of their focus on their relationship at the same time. And that's just not true. I mean, definitely one person shouldn't be putting all the effort in, and definitely both people should be giving the most that they are able to at any given time. That's going to look different a lot of times. So sometimes one of you is going to be putting in a lot more effort and the other one might be doing a bit less, but that's going to ebb and flow and it's not always going to be the same. It shouldn't be, at least.
And we're not really talking about being lazy.
No, just...
You know, we're not talking about someone not putting their weight, someone who wants to sit around and play video games and get stoned all day. You know, we're not talking about that.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the necessities. You know, so we've spoken previously about... Probably the earliest example of this in our marriage was when I was studying, so I was getting a diploma.
Yeah, you were doing like a qualification.
A diploma.
Yeah, but not everyone calls it.
But it was, it was a qualification. But it was, I was doing it from home. It was distance learning, so it meant, you know, I was working from home, and then around that, I had to do.
No, you were working in an office job.
No, I started it when I was working from home. Then I got an office job halfway through it, so it was both.
Yeah, but I remember there was one point where you were still doing some freelance, working a normal job in an office, and trying to do this.
Yeah, so you know, it took up a lot of my time because I was. When I first started, I was freelancing, so I was working and then fitting this in. And then, as you said, got an actual office job, still had some freelance clients. So, you know, almost all of my day was taken up with, and it had a shelf life to it. I knew that, look, if I put the work in, it ends at this point, and if I don't put the work in, it would be extended. So I had reason to focus, but it meant that during that period of time, I was constantly busy, which meant I wasn't as available to be doing certain things around the house. And it just meant I had to be more deliberate with how I was spending my time. So it required a lot of you to kind of pick up the slack in what I wasn't able to do.
Yeah, kind of all the household stuff, whereas we've always been a couple that splits a lot of that. Everything kind of came down to me. So, like, apart from yard work where, you know, you'd get out there on the weekends with me and do stuff like the cooking, the cleaning, the dishes, the laundry, everything was down to me. And we've always tried to split that because we both always worked and we've always been of the opinion of, like, look, we both work hard. We both live here. This is both of our mess. It's not down to one of us to be in charge of telling the other one to get their shit together. Like, we both have responsibility. So that swapped, and it was a conversation we had, you know. It was something that Rich was doing to better his career, to better our life, you know, to better earnings and give us a better, you know, income. So, of course, I wanted to support that. So, yeah, it sucked. And I didn't really like having to do everything because I was still working too, but I wasn't also doing a diploma and also doing freelance. So it made more sense that I was just working a pretty easy 9-to-5 job, didn't have to do anything outside of those hours. So it made sense for me to do it.
And I think that's an important point in terms of the resentment and the bitterness of, like, why are you making me do all this? I think it comes down to, I suppose, the empathy and putting yourself in the other person's shoes. Like, me doing that, there was like a pressure on me to think, you know, I have to do this to put us in a better position, you know. So there's like a pressure to not to perform as such. Was like, you know, I have to pass this book, I have to do this in a way that it can improve opportunities. You know, so saying like, yeah, I'll pick up their stuff at the home, like you said, you didn't have the same pressures, it was just more time. And then there'll be other times when that flips, you know. And
well, there have been, I mean, there's been times when my mental health has not been in a good place, and you've had to do a lot in terms of kind of taking care of me,
mm-hmm.
making sure that you plan things that'll cheer me up, or, you know, going out and doing special things for me, or talking to me about how I'm feeling and making sure if I need help, I'm getting, you know. And that in some ways is a lot more demanding because you're actually concerned about your partner's well-being. But it, I mean, there's any host of things. Your partner could go back to school. They could get a promotion or an internship that means that they have to really hustle. You know, one of their family members could become ill and they need to really step up and help that, you know, that family member. You know, you could have children and one of you is fully responsible for staying home with a child, you know. So there's all sorts of things that could shift the dynamics in your relationship from what, you know, you're used to in the early days to where you're going to have to take turns rising up and kind of pulling some extra weight when your partner can't because other things have their attention.
Yeah, and it is really important to see it from their point of view and realize the power you have in how you respond and what you say, you know, because if you'd said to me, I'm not doing all that housework, that's not fair, you still live here, that would made it really difficult for me.
Yeah.
But it would have, you know, if it made a difference to the point where I said, okay, well, I won't do this, that has far-reaching implications, because, as you said, I did that to get another qualification, which meant I could apply for different jobs and improve our situation. If I hadn't put the work in required to do that, it may have meant that ability to move forward hadn't happened, which would have really stagnated us and held us back in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and we maybe never would have been able to buy a house and
right. So the
get new cars and things.
So what you say and how you react can influence or inspire or undermine and detract. Yeah, you have so much power in how you respond to something, and although you're perfectly entitled to feel unhappy, and say, oh, it's not really what I want to be doing, spending my time doing this, I want to relax and whatever, that has implications, and not necessarily, you know, you may only see the impact of that over that day or that week of, oh, okay, you know, they changed their mind, they're not doing it, that's a relief. Not necessarily realising that 5 years down the line, you may be in an unhappy situation because of that, you know. And so just try and think, why are they doing this? Is it good? Is it bad? Are they just expecting too much of me and that's selfish? Or is it actually, this is what they need to do and my role in this relationship as is the supporting network for the time being?
And I think both parties have a certain responsibility. I think the person whose situation is changing, and sometimes, like I said, it's not by choice. You know, you chose to do a certification because it was going to give you better job opportunities and improve our life. You know, family members falling ill, for instance, if you have to be the one, maybe that means a family member moves in with you, or it means you're spending a lot of your free time making sure they have what they need. Like, you don't always choose that. So, but when the change happens, you have to have a conversation about that. So, you know, Rich said to me, I really want to do this, but I have a lot on my plate already, and it's going to mean that I can't do everything that you normally expect of me. And I said, okay. Yeah, that kind of sucks, but cool. No, I get that I need to do all this and do a lot more than probably would be equal, but I'm also not doing these other things, so okay.
And it wasn't, you didn't, I think crucially, you didn't feel like it wasn't because I was doing nothing.
No, but I also, the way you presented it to me, it wasn't suddenly just that you started doing this and then stopped doing everything around the house, and I was like, well, fuck, you're being lazy, why are you not, you know, I think it's all on how you framed it. You came up and had the conversation, like, I want to do this, but it's going to be a lot for me. And I don't even remember exactly if you said that means you're going to have to do more around the house, or we talked about, it sounds more like us to have a conversation. Okay, well, what can we do to make this easier for you? And then it said,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just, don't worry about housework. Like, don't worry about anything. Like, it's fine. But whatever it was, you know, exactly how it happened, he presented it to me that he was going to need help, essentially. And I responded, you know, I think if your partner comes to you and says, you need to do this, that's never going to go down well. But if your partner comes down to you or comes to you and says, I need help, we want to help our partners. It's probably going to get a lot more of a positive response. So I think the person who's having the change needs to present in a way like, hey, let's talk about this. This is going to mean some things are different. And then the person who's kind of going to be the supporting role needs to see the bigger picture. So in this instance, I saw the bigger picture that this will improve our life. It means I have to have the shit jobs for a little while, but that's okay. If you're going back to school, it's a similar situation. It's going to mean you're better qualified in the future or fulfill a dream that you've always wanted. That's fine. Having children, it's going to be a huge addition to your life and you're going to get a lot of joy out of it. That's fine. If it's someone who's falling ill or something like that, then you need to understand that people who don't help their family members or feel like they did enough can have some really horrible feelings, you know, after people pass away and stuff. So if a parent, for instance, is, you know, doesn't have their spouse anymore, one of the parents has already passed away or something, you know, a lot of times it does fall to one of the children to step in, and whether that's getting them into a home and visiting them constantly, making sure they have everything they need for their transition, or, you know, going to their parents' house and helping them there, or having them move in with you, whatever that is, it's going to be a really hard time for both of you, but it's going to be something they would regret not doing probably. So it's seeing the bigger picture that it's going to mean more to them in the long run doing this than avoiding the inconvenience of not doing it.
Yeah, I think inconvenience is the key word here, because it's like inconvenience shouldn't be necessarily a motivating factor for how you respond to something. Like, I don't want you doing that, it's inconvenient for me. Like, life has inconvenient times, and sometimes you just have to roll with it and do it. And the fact is, in a relationship, it comes to the territory that there are going to be times when you do things that are inconvenient for you or make you feel a bit put out. But one of those trade-offs is that you are part of the outcome of it.
The change in success,
And the other trade-off is there are most likely going to be times down the line when it's you needing the extra support, you know, and it's just like give and take. And it's not by any means saying that you're banking that goodwill and you're going to say, well, I did this for you. That should never be part of the equation. But the point is, both of you just acknowledge that, hey, part of my duty in this relationship is I'll step up when I need to, as will you.
Yeah. And it just needs to be mutual, that if one of you needs the support, you need to rally behind each other rather than being like, oh, I don't like what this means. This is change.
Well, I think that brings us to a point, you know, that I don't think is often spoken about, that relationships require a certain level of maturity.
A lot of it.
Well, yeah, a lot of it. But, you know, there isn't, if you want to have a happy and successful relationship, there isn't any room for that petulance and childishness of, that's not what I want to do. What about me? You know, this is inconvenient for me. Like, you're growing together, you're developing together, and we always say that relationship needs to be a net positive for you. You need to get, you know, your life needs to be better in that relationship than if you were single. But as we've said in a previous episode too, your partner also deserves to be happy, and you have a key role in facilitating that happiness. You know, so you, that when someone's with you, that means you have a lot of sway in almost in their emotional well-being, because, you know, your opinion matters to them. It means a lot to them. So you saying, you know, I don't believe in you and I don't think you should be doing this can cast a lot of doubt, and saying you do believe in them and you support them and you encourage them can make them go further than they thought they could. But you can't have this immature attitude of, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and there's a couple notes on that. So first of all, if your initial internal reaction when they say that something is changing or they want to do something or you're going to have to support them in some way, it's okay if your internal thought is, shit, like, that's not ideal. Like, that doesn't make you a bad person. You're allowed to think, oh, this is going to be a bit of a drag. Like, that's okay. But don't project that onto your partner, and don't, you know, make them feel guilty for it or whatever that might be. It's okay to express concerns. You know, if your partner going back to school means that your income's going to be drastically affected, absolutely have a conversation. Okay, you want to do this, I want to support you. How are we going to make things work in the meantime? Is my income enough? can you still do a part-time job? Like, you're allowed to ask questions, and you should, especially if it's going to affect areas like that. So this doesn't mean that anytime your partner wants to change or do something big, you have to just roll over and expect to not have any thoughts on it. Have your thoughts, ask your questions, and have mature conversation around it. And yeah, don't beat yourself up if your initial reaction is like, oh fuck, they want to go back to school. We're not going to have much money. This is going to make life hard for a while. Like, it's okay to feel that way.
And you may also disagree with what they're proposing. I mean, yeah. So we're saying on the one hand, you know, be supportive and this and that, but and maintain all that. But if it's something that you actually think, hang on, this could put us in all sorts of trouble if this doesn't pan out. So it's one thing for you to say, okay, yeah, I'll step up and I'll do the extra housework while you're doing this coursework. But if what they want to do is, you know, take out a huge amount of money as a loan to risk it on a new business venture, and you think, well, actually, the downside to this is huge, or if they want to do something that requires them actually being away from home for 2 years and leaving you there, like, there are going to be times you think, well, this feels like we need a conversation because I'm not entirely comfortable with this. So let's just make that distinction between being supportive and stepping up and everything when you need to, but that doesn't mean that you have to hold your tongue if you have genuine worries about the strain it's going to put you on, or, you know, is this going to mean we end up homeless if this doesn't work out? Like, you know, you can speak up.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of a few threads of how this goes. It's, yeah, supporting your partner and probably asking some questions, even if it is okay, well, how are we going to afford you getting a degree? Or how are we going to afford to pay for the certificate that you did, you know, or something like that. And then, yeah, great, let's do it. And then, yeah, there's the bigger decisions, like, let's move to another country, or let's do this thing that seems a bit wild. So supporting your partner does not mean that you don't have any questions. Championing your partner doesn't mean you go blindly into whatever they say. Like, a partnership is two individuals. You each have your own opinions, and they both need to be respected, and they're valid. So that's kind of just something to cover. And also, you're allowed to have boundaries too. So if you're put in a role where you're having to be the supporting actor, which, let's face it, in every movie is usually the best one. The supporting roles are the strongest ones, you know, like, what?
I'm just thinking about films.
Films?
Well, I don't know.
Well, like, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Brad Pitt's character.
Yeah, but then you've got Rambo. Like, the leading character in Rambo was Rambo, and he was the strongest character. Well, that's why he survived.
Rambo hasn't won any Oscars, has it?
Yeah, but the fucking Revenant did, and it was shit.
That was a bit of shit. But I'm just saying, like,
that's our movie critics of the week.
You know, you said, yeah, we haven't done one of those in a long time, because we haven't been in any films in forever. But you said earlier, like, sometimes one of you is going to kind of be the star, and you're going to be doing amazing things, and the other one is going to be taking the back seat. That backseat role is still so important. You know, like, what do they say? Like, there's no successful man that doesn't have...
Behind every successful man is a successful woman.
A strong woman. Support, something like that. Yeah. And vice versa. They have updated versions of that for our feminist days.
Right.
But, you know, your partner can't do these things. They can't become the versions of themselves that they want to be, or whatever they're striving for, or whoever they're trying to help. They can't do it without you helping them.
Yeah, and maybe this is a perspective thing. Instead of viewing it as, I'm doing the housework, I'm cooking the dinner, if you view it as, I'm giving them the time to flourish.
Yeah.
You know, me doing this means that they have the time and focus to do that. Yes, you'll benefit from it anyway, hopefully. But there's a feel-good thing in there, hopefully.
Yeah, I know for me, when I've had to do things like that, it's like, this is how I'm making it easier for you so you can flourish, and this is, you know, every little thing I'm doing, even if it's not the biggest thing, it's making your life easier so that you can achieve the things that you want to achieve.
So but the point is, like, it's genuinely supportive and helpful. So rather than viewing it as I'm a skivvy, I'm a slave around the house, I'm, you know, I'm back in the 50s cooking dinner, view it as how you are, and you're playing an integral role.
Yeah, in that. And that's success.
You are on that journey, you are doing the bit that's needed there, yeah. Too. You know, it's not just a shit role.
No, and it's really important. And like you said, it will pay off in the end, should hopefully. And there should also be, you know, some gratitude for it. Like, it doesn't have to be constant, but, like, I think this is where the boundary part comes in. Like, it's okay to set boundaries for yourself when you go down this sort of route that, yeah, okay, I don't mind taking all this on, whatever it is, but I also will still need this from you. I will need this from you.
I think, like you said before, like, communication is so important on this. And if you're a new listener to us, or if it's just been a while since you heard it, you know, we've got some older episodes on communication, how to communicate effectively, the importance of communicating effectively, non-verbal communication, you know. And if you find yourself in the position of this particular episode, strongly recommend listening to those ones too, because it's not just what you say, you know. You can go to your partner and say, I need you to do this, 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 and this. It may not have the same response as if you went to them and say, hey, look, this is the potential opportunity, and this is what I want to do it, and this is kind of what it's going to require. How do you feel about that? Or you know, would you be on board with that? It's not often what you say. It is very much how you say it.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just picking up on that point that, you know, we go into this in more depth in these older episodes on communication. And part of that is learning your partner and knowing how they respond and when best to approach them. If they're having a stressful day and they're worried about things, probably don't need you, then add into it. But if they're in a good mood, you've had a good day together, and you know how to talk to them without them responding negatively. Like, we know how to talk to each other to immediately anger each other if we wanted to.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to learn how to pick our moment and how to phrase things to get the best out of each other. You know, so that's something that hopefully you already have too. But yeah, it's all in the preparation, if you like.
100%. And I think it's okay to talk about this long term too. Like, I was watching an episode of some show, and it was like a reality thing, but it was about this couple, and oh, it was Queer Eye. It was an episode of Queer Eye. Don't roll your eyes. He doesn't enjoy makeovers. But there was a husband and wife, and they had a young child, and the wife had been, she was becoming a doctor. So she went through like internship, residency, medical school, all of that. And, you know, they had gotten married, I think, when she was still in medical school. And so they talked about this. You know, he wanted to go to art school and she was doing this, and they need to talk about a way to do this. So it was like, okay, well, while I'm doing, you know, my residency, my internship, and we've got a small child, like, he stays home with the kid and he keeps the house, and she's working insane hours. And then once she's fully qualified and gets a job and a practice, she's working better hours, she can be home more. So then it's his turn to go to art school and do. So they had a real tactical plan for how they were going to do this. So they both got what they wanted. Of course, it was on different timelines, but, you know, I think the way they looked at it was, okay, well, having a job with good hours and good money is required for then him to go to art school, which isn't as urgent to have, like, you know, as a career. So you can have a blueprint for this. Like, yeah, okay, I'll do the grunt work now so that you can become what you want to be. But when you get there, then this is what I want to do. And that's fine. You know, if Rich achieved what he wanted to do, and then I was like, great, now, well, I want to do this and I need to start at the bottom and work my way up. Okay, well, we'll figure out a way to try and make that work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to have a plan for it too and look further ahead. You don't just have to say, ask your questions. Okay, cool. Yep, we'll do this. Like, think about what you want too. Like, if you, like what Rich kind of touched on earlier, if you did it for your partner, then they should absolutely support you, and then you going after your dreams or whatever that is, or supporting family members or whatever it may be that you need support with. But I think it's really important to remember, with that level of maturity, you know, that we said is required, is also just an unwavering appreciation and support for your partner. Like, you chose to spend your life with them. You should absolutely want the best and want them to feel like they're getting the most out of life. And if you can help them do that by fulfilling a role that they need in support, then that's your chance. Like, lift up the person you love most. Like, as long as it's going to work and it's not going to compromise anything for you, jump at it.
Yeah, you're on this journey together. You know, it's something you're doing together. And it's just, you have influence in there. And I think it's really important to recognize that, rather than feeling like I'm being taken along for this ride, like, I'm co-pilot of this, mm-hmm. You know?
And I mean, we're in a similar situation again, where Rich is trying something in terms of business differently. So that means I'm supporting in different areas, but we're also home all the time right now. So this time it's not so much I'm doing all the cooking and cleaning. And, you know, it's just different each time. So I'm just saying, like, it's not always going to be the same thing. So now it's like, oh, you're not busy tonight? You're not on calls? Hey, could you please the dishwasher while I can get this done instead? You know, and I think as long as you're asking your partner something, it's okay to tell them why you're asking it of them.
I think it just comes down to respect.
Yeah, and communication. You know, like, during lockdown, we have not been comfortable getting takeout. Like, we just have, that's fine. A lot of people are. We've just been a little bit wary of it, you know, concern about contamination. Maybe a little bit more scared than some people. But I know a lot of other people haven't either. So that means that I have cooked y'all for like 4 months straight. We've had a couple like microwave meals in there, but I have either used the oven or the stove for 4 months straight. We haven't gone out to eat. We haven't ordered pizza. We haven't gotten Chinese. Like, we haven't done anything. And so some nights when I just cannot face cleaning the kitchen again, I say to Rich, like, look, I can't do it again. Like, I just can't face doing it. I know you're busy. I know you're working too. We're both working, and I've been cooking for 4 months straight. Can you just take care of the kitchen tonight? And he's like, yeah, that's fair. Because mm-hmm. you've probably cooked 3 times since we've been in lockdown.
I've done quite a few of those nice pizzas.
Yeah, but we do those together.
Okay.
I'm still putting in effort.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it doesn't even have to be a big life-changing thing. It could just be something like this. You know, it doesn't have to be a certification or an ill family member or a job change. It could just be lockdown has you feeling a certain way and you can't keep fulfilling this thing that you've been doing and you need to think of a new tactic for how you can support each other. So maybe that is cooking. Maybe it's right. You need to cook Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll cook during the week. Like, whatever it is, you know, speak up about your needs and ask your partner for support because, like, you're a team. And once, I can't remember if we talked about this in a conversation or if we talked about it in an episode where there was that podcast I was listening to. I think it was Dax Shepherd's podcast. And he and Kristen Bell kind of said that once they just said in their relationship, that, like, we're a team, we are on the same side, that completely changed their relationship rather than like the me versus you and bickering. Like, once you decide, like, you're a team, well, you know, when you're in a team, you pass the ball, you block people so that your teammate can make the shot. And that is what you should do in your marriage too. I just did a sports analogy.
Go you.
Basketball's coming back, isn't it?
Yep, end of the month.
End of the month, good to know. Go Celtics.
Fuck the Celtics. The Lakers are going to win.
Maybe. Anything else you'd like to say on this topic?
No, I think we've covered it.
Okay, support each other, guys.
Have respect. Communicate.
Do all the things. Bye.